You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I am super excited for today's guest, Vince Reed. He's an internet entrepreneur and traffic expert. It all started though in 2008 when the real estate market crashed. He lost his real estate income, investments, and depended on his girlfriend to pay his bills at that time. From there, in an effort to recover from his financial black hole, he clicked on an ad which promised to show him how to make money online, and so then it began. Today, Vince has created a digital real estate empire as the founder of Internet Traffic Factory and SetUpMyAds.com. He's also the author of Internet Traffic and Leads, and he's the host of Internet Traffic Jam and creator of Internet Traffic Live Events. He now lives helping thousands of internet entrepreneurs and business owners learn, implement, and master the most in the cutting-edge advertising and traffic strategies of today. Vince, I want to welcome you to Making Bank.
What's going on, man? A lot of internet traffic in that bio. Huh?
I was like reading, I'm like, man, it's almost like a tongue twister in there, but you locked down the internet traffic keyword there, and your pop-up all over, I know, when I search for you.
Yeah, man, we try. How are you, man? Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, awesome. No, it's been great connecting you with the different events and everything lately, and just diving in and trying to figure out a little bit more about who you are and everything else. And so I'm super excited to have you on the show and really dive into some of the different challenges that you've encountered, growing your business, as well as what are some of those really cool cutting edge traffic secrets that we might be able to share with the audience and everything. But I guess first off, maybe let's tell us a little bit of background. I know it sounds like, from you were in the real estate market when all the crash and everything happened. And what was like that for you? And I guess what was that, besides clicking on that ad, what was that transition point, that moved you forward?
Yeah, man. It's funny. It's been a decade since that happened. So I've been doing online marketing for a decade now, where most people can last 90 days, right? So, I was in real estate. I had what you call a net branch, which is basically you operate under a license of a broker or a bank. And at one point we had ramped up to like 25 plus loan officers and processors. And I was 23, 24 years old with this massive company. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how it grew that fast. And I thought I was pretty special, but come to find out, if you had a pulse, you could get a loan done back then. And there were a lot of people doing what I was doing, and I wasn't really that special. So, when the market basically, went the other direction, which honestly, we just actually kind of inked a deal with a bank. So we're doing work back in that industry again in terms of lead generation. So I found out something recently that was an untruth that I thought back then. So for example, I always told people when the market collapsed, I lost everything, banks stopped lending, which they did for certain individuals who couldn't qualify, but they kept lending for people that could. So I kept telling myself this lie, like, you lost everything and it's because the market collapsed. But in reality, I didn't have the mentorship and guidance, because there's a lot of people. In fact, a guy I'm working with right now, when I basically exited, he made $400,000 that month because he positioned himself correctly. So just, food for thought for all of you who think it's doomsday. Someone else is doing well from something that you think is bad. So yeah, man, that kind of ran me out of the industry. And I remember I was packing up my files. I'm like, I've had enough of this. And, something said, Vince, just go try to find a job. And I literally stopped in my tracks, went back to a computer, went to Craigslist. At the time, that's where, the only place I knew to go find a job. And this ad stood out and it said, make money on Google. And I clicked on it. And that's kind of where my online marketing journey began.
That's cool. I mean, everybody going through that, and I guess when you clicked on that ad, like make money online, what were you thinking? Were you thinking, were you advertising online before?
Or? I wasn't advertising at all. I could barely send an attachment on an email. I'm telling you, I was computer illiterate, and the ad actually said make money on Google.
On Google, okay.
Yeah. So, gotcha. you know, I knew there were people making money on Google somehow. I didn't know how they were doing it. So to me, it sounded better than flipping burgers. I always tell people that. So I kind of jotted down the person's information and jumped in the car and went home. And I had this feeling in my stomach as I drove home, like, you know, how, like when you buy like a Powerball lottery ticket and everyone, I don't care who you are, you're like, what if I won this thing? Like, what would change, right? Like, that's literally what I felt like driving home after I saw that ad. And, you know, today it's been kind of, you know, I actually kind of hit the lottery. So it's kind of cool.
For sure. So, well, yeah. One of the things you mentioned, too, I know when you were initially talking a little bit about your background was how you kind of reframed everything. And, you know, like one of the things you pointed out was like, hey, you know, people were still making money. It's just I wasn't. And what I was doing, you know, ended, you know. And so I think that's key and important because, I mean, we all go through challenges and we all go through ups and downs, and especially if you're an entrepreneur, multiple. And, you know, it's how you look at that and, you know, how you reframe and how you look at that situation to be able to move forward and move past it, I think, for sure.
Well, it's like this, like, you know, you have this podcast, for example, you have people that are going to listen to it or watch it and they're going to take the information. But the next step would be to actually hire you. You talk to people like me every single day. There's insights that you learn. Like we were talking before we even went live and started talking. Right. So like there's always another level. So like when I was in real estate, I remember when I got into real estate, my idea and my mindset was I'm going to outwork everyone because I was this athlete. I went to college on a football scholarship. I didn't make the next level. And it was because in my heart, I knew that I didn't hit the weight room as hard as I could. If I didn't run wind sprints as hard as I could. So I was like, nobody's stopping me in real estate. I'm going to be there early. I'm going to make more calls. And I did. But there was one thing I left out, which was mentorship and guidance and personal development. I didn't have a mentor. I just saw what people did. I didn't ask for help. I was too proud. And when it collapsed, like a lot of people, the industry collapsed. But the guy, like literally, I have people that I work with today that made more money during that time and still to this day or crushing it because they were positioned and they had insight that I didn't have.
You know, I think as entrepreneurs, that's what we got to look at and, you know, figure out whether it's through network, whether it's through, you know, training and learning, mentorship, as you mentioned, you know, to finding what those, you know, what is that insight? Where can I apply this in my business or apply this in my life, you know, to move forward or to get past this or get through this? So,
yeah, I mean, your perception is your reality. Right. So, you know, people in their head, a lot of people here, I can't probably see themselves making millions of dollars, yet people do it every single day. And then those millionaires can't see themselves making 100 million, but there's people that are doing that every single day. And then those 100 millionaires can't see themselves making $1 billion, yet there's people doing that. So it's like always like a progression.
For sure. So tell me a little about then. So you got the ad, you went home and, you know, you took a look at Google and the course and everything. So I guess what enticed you to go ahead and take that step into it? And I guess tell us a little bit about how that brought you into what you're doing today.
Yeah. So the crazy part about that whole story is the day I found online marketing was the worst and the best day of my life. Literally. I'm not even kidding you. So I was losing everything. My home was in foreclosure. My car, I had to drive it back literally a few weeks after this time to give it back because I couldn't afford it. My girlfriend's paying the bills. And that day, I was supposed to go to docs with like seven loans that would have paid me like $50,000. It would have saved everything, at least temporarily. So when I got that email, it said, sorry, we can't fund these deals. It's over. I'm like, I'm out of here. And that's why I packed up everything. I was about to leave. And I was like, I can't go home and tell my girlfriend who's supporting me that I don't have anything. So that's what drove me back to the computer. So I'm driving home feeling excited and scared at the same time. And I see my girlfriend walk in the door and she looks at me. She's thinking I'm going to say, we're back. We did it. And I kind of am like, well, it's not going to happen. They can't do it. But guess what? I found something else. She's like, what? I'm going to make money online. Like, I mean, it was just like even saying it out loud is like sounds ridiculous. And she knew that I wasn't this computer guy. Like I knew nothing about this. So she didn't beat me up about it. She kind of just looked at me. I knew she was kind of like, this guy might be a little crazy. What have I got myself into? But she didn't say that. She said, well, look, at least do some research. So I went online on the computer, I started searching, Googling everything. The lady basically was selling this ebook. And it was like, if you buy my direct sales opportunity, I'll give you this how to make money on Google ebook. So I was like, I don't really want direct sales. I want to make money on Google. So I started searching direct sales. So now I'm like curious what that is. And I kept seeing everybody's, this same individual's ads popping up everywhere. In every direct sales company I saw or was researched, I'd see his ad. And I'd find another direct sales company. I'd search that one. He'd be there. I'm like, that's what I need to learn how to do. That must be how you make money on Google. So then I called that guy, and he did the same thing. He's like, $2,000, if you join my direct sales call, I'll teach you how to make money on Google. So I didn't have any money. I had to go borrow money, sell stuff in my house. I paid the guy $2,000 for his direct sales thing just so he could teach me Google, because I saw him doing Google. He was actually doing it. So I'm like, okay. So he was like, dude, you find keywords, you bid on them, people search for them, they click on your ad, and you're rich. That's all he said. He didn't give me any, like, he was just happy I gave him the $2,000 for his direct sales opportunity. So then I had to borrow more money and put it into Google, and I put up this ads, and I lost the money in 30 minutes. Like, I got a bunch of clicks, no leads, no sales, and I'm just like, what the heck am I going to do? Now I'm like $3,000 more in debt, and I'm just like, this is the end of the world. But I was excited because real people were clicking my ad. So that's the Cliff Notes version of how it all came about.
Well, so today then, with the internet traffic leads and your events and everything, White, kind of tell us the overview of that. And, you know, it sounds like, are you running then leads for real estate or?
Well, we've kind of evolved over the years. So it started off business opportunities. That's what I came into. I would use the internet and I would grow these companies without ever talking to people. So then these companies would be like, how are you doing that? And they would bring me in to train their entire organization. And then some of them were like, we only want you to train our people. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be another employee. So I created a company that taught online marketing to just business owners. And then we started selling digital courses. And then we started having live events. And then I wrote a book. And then that kind of evolved into a digital agency, set up my ads, which now my company has evolved to more of a lead generation company where we generate leads for businesses. So like the bank, for example, they pay us per lead. We generate leads for company for a major bank and like different businesses. Like, you know, some of our clients is everyone from literally like my business partner. We're running ads for a very popular like jacuzzi company. And then there's like clothing lines. And then there's like, so leads for pretty much anything. We pretty much are helping people do that. And we've gone from like managing ads from like a normal traditional agency perspective to more going to a per lead basis. So if you've got a product or service and you want to like lead for that business, you need more leads, you would pay us and we would structure a deal. And it's not like a set fee because it depends on your market, but we'll generate the leads for your business and then you kind of go from there.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. What with the agency and everything that you guys are doing then, I guess, so you guys pay for the ads and all that and then basically sell it to them at a marked up price or whatever for those leads.
The beautiful part of our business, which people don't realize, is we actually have very little risk because let's say like you're selling a product, you would come to us and you'd say, okay, I'd be like, I can get you leads for $15 a lead. These are people ready to go, right? Let's just make that number up. And that you agree to that. You'd pay for 100 of those $15 leads up front. Then I go generate it. So I made my money with no risk. Now I would go do my testing, make sure there's profit in there. That's just one example of how that works. So there's little risk. You can generate the lead flow and they're good. They keep buying it. I mean, we've got a company that pays $75 per lead and they buy between 100 to 1,000 a day. So, I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars to generate leads. So what we do, our motto is really to find companies that, you know, are spending anywhere between $200 to $500 to acquire a customer minimum. Because they'll pay you whatever. You come in there and you tell them you can cut that in half. They're going to be like, how many can I buy, right? So just a different perspective.
Cool. And then are you guys focused just on Google? Are you doing Google and Facebook or both?
Yeah. You know, I personally specialize in 5 platforms, Google, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So we run ads on all of those. And I think that's what separates me. You'll never hear me say I'm the Facebook guy or anything because those things change. I've been here since Google slapped everyone. And I always worry whenever I hear these people that specialize in a platform or something, it's really risky in my opinion because those things change so fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially today with all the stuff coming out and the new Facebook terms of service and everything I was just reading. So, well, tell us a little bit about – so we got – a lot of our audience has their own business. They're either trying to run all their own ads or they have different people running their ads for them and stuff. What are like maybe some tips or some some strategies you could give them? Say, hey guys, look, if you're running on Facebook or maybe a general for all platforms that you guys have found that's helped you become successful in generating leads.
Absolutely. I'll give you guys two things I think you guys can use. So obviously today from a social media perspective, content is king, right? Now, a lot of times when people hear content, putting out videos, teaching a strategy, showing off, doing a tutorial of your products or services or whatever, because we see people like Gary Vee and we see people like Cardone, all these people just pumping out a ton of content, the perspective that I see from a lot of business owners is they have to do that to be successful. You can. Obviously, they're successful doing that type of strategy, but you don't necessarily have to do that. I think the step number one is obviously when you start driving traffic to your business, think about your avatar first, like who is your ideal customer? Who do you want to work with? And when you're creating your content, figure out what it is that you could put in front of them that would put them in a buying decision. And then try to focus on creating literally just five pieces of good information that you could just turn into an ad that runs forever as your front end content to build that audience. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're selling information, like products, right? So what a lot of you see people doing today is they'll go out there and they'll just be every day it'll be a different video. You got to work on one will be personal development. One will be you got to be running social media ads. And it's just all this stuff that you can probably find nuggets that are valuable. But at the end of the day, that content does nothing to steer the person towards what it is that you're trying to offer right then. Whereas let's say you're selling a Facebook course. Okay, you're better off doing a video. For example, I have one that's teaching people how to lower their lead costs and improve conversions, right? Because I know I can put that out there to people running ads, and then I can say, if you got value from this, go here. That's an example of just still content, but thinking through what's the point of your content. Now, if you're just a guy that has a lot of money and you just want to be this celebrity, then all that just stuff is cool. But if you're looking to be profitable, you got to think about what the person wants. Why they would want to watch that, what's going to benefit them. So that would be an example of content scaling. So I would say do at least one of those a week, but you don't have to do that forever. Get to the point where you can get five good ones that if a person in your industry saw one of those five, they'd be more geared towards going to what it is that you have to offer. Okay, that'd be an example about content. And then in terms of just traffic in general, scaling, I think people have to figure out what's their strategy from even a traffic perspective. So for example, when I get to clients and they're running ads, let's say on Facebook, for example, I'll go in their back office and they will have a bunch of interests piled into one. And this is big 5 million grouped thing of all these people. And they're trying to sort through that to find their buyers. And this kind of goes back to understanding your avatar. So there's something that I call buying and shopping keywords. So you can target people that are shopping, people that are window shopping. An example of this would be running ads targeting people that are if you go and you put small business owners in Facebook, right? It's going to be 50 million people. And that could be somebody that just clicked on something that someone else saw. Now they're in that audience. And they'll be why aren't I getting this to convert? Versus saying, okay, your client is a chiropractor and just going in and targeting job titles, people that say they're a chiropractor in the audience, and it may only be 50,000 people. Now you can do a video view and stay in front of just them, is my point. So from a traffic perspective, really try to figure out who you are and be smart, because it's about being profitable. Once you get profitable, then you can play around and worry about your brand and waste money and just be out there. But I think people do it backwards. I think brand is important, but I think you should build your brand around the audience you're trying to attract.
Sure. For sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. I know when we were out in California a few weeks back for the Natural Products Expo. We had our skincare company out there and we wanted to get in front of buyers and everything that were attending the show to our booth. And so we targeted, I acquired the buyer list and we targeted everybody on Facebook with a direct video right from our booth, inviting them to come by, grab a free, a free thing that we were offering them, things like that. And so we had so many people come by, they're like, oh my gosh, your video, it keeps following me around on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, smart. It's efficiency at its best,
Sure. Okay, so we got so content. You said out there creating like five nuggets of content.
I wouldn't say create just five. I would say commit to one a day, or one a week, one every day.
I gotcha.
But if you're not, if you hate content, your goal should be to get to five awesome ones that you know that, like, if you were your customer, if they saw that, they're like, "How do I hire that guy? How do I like get his stuff?" That should be your goal of your content.
So, all right. So five hot ones that you know people are clicking through, or you know that are loving, that are going to convert over to you.
And also, let me be clear: I don't want people to think that I'm saying don't do a bunch of content. Right. I'm just saying, like, you should have a reason for why you're doing it.
Five pieces of awesome content that you know speaks to your avatar, your people, you know, the person that's buying, or you know that you want to attract to you. As well as then utilizing that to find the appropriate traffic sources, not stacking tons of interest, but fine tuning to those specific people that would have interest in what you're offering.
Okay. Because remember, Facebook, for example, they operate on a CPM basis, right? So they're gonna go to 1,000 people and see what happens. Go to 1,000 people and see what happens. Go to 1,000 people. So my point is, wouldn't you want more of those 1,000 people to be people who actually want what you want what you have to offer? When you put such a large audience, which there's times to do that, that's more of a different discussion. But when you're coming and you're trying to be profitable, you're better off having it be like your ideal client. If that makes sense in the beginning.
Awesome. Where are you guys seeing, for your lead generation, the most success? I mean, which platform, obviously with the new Facebook changes and things like that, because for us, we advertise on pretty much all of them as well. But do you guys see better success, or is it more per industry that, you try to fine tune a certain?
I think they all work the same, man. I think people always say which one works the best, but because they're really trying to make the one that they use the most more viable. Like, so for example, if you're a person that's using Twitter, I run Twitter ads and they work just as well. Last I looked, they were still in the top 10 ranked website in the world. Like there's plenty of people there. There's lots of traffic. You would have to have the right strategy. It's not about placing an ad. Anyone can run an ad. Everyone can run an ad. It's about the strategy behind the ads. What are you doing to actually make it convert? And I think those are the things that you really have to focus on. Remember this, anytime you buy ads and you get a view or you get a click, it worked. That's what you paid for. When people are asking, did it work? What they're really saying, can you make money with it? That's your issue. That's human error if you aren't making money. Like, you know what I mean? You've got to figure out how to convince them that you have a solution for their product, for their problem.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's true because a lot of people, is it working? Is it making money? And the whole idea with the traffic is getting it to wherever you're sending them to.
Right. Absolutely.
Cool. I think we got a few minutes left. So tell us a little bit about, give me one success strategy or habit or something that's led you to, being able to really grow into grow your business to where it is today.
I think that for me, I'm always growing. Like, I'm always trying to grow and get better, and I listen extremely well. I meet a lot of people, and they talk a lot. Although I'm talking a lot on this podcast. I'll give you an example. Like, my whole shift to the way we build our business, and, we went from an agency model to a lead generation model, and it happened over one conversation with a guy, one of the wealthiest individuals that I know in the world. We were standing out overlooking this beautiful ocean and this $20 million house he was selling, and I was watching people bid up cash on this house. So at this point in my life, I'm like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to pay $20 million cash for a house. Like, how are these people doing that? And then he looks over to the left and he points and he goes, Vince, I bought that house 10 years ago, the one over there over across the ocean for $14 million cash. When the market collapsed, I sold it to a guy who bought it cash from me for $10 million. And the guy that bought it cash from me was in your business. It was in the lead generation industry. So clearly I'm like, well, what the heck is he doing? Right. So long story short, we have another meeting. He expresses everything that he does it. And within a few months, we've shifted our entire business. So as I said earlier, companies buying bulks of leads and just a simple mindset shift and still same business, it's a little slight shift, can make all the difference. And I think that most people just don't listen. They think they have all the answers. That would be the biggest advice I could give to new entrepreneurs.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's awesome because I think it's 100% right. And I mean, that's what a lot of times, like you said, I go in and there's 15, 20 people, and you're just sitting there and everybody's talking. A lot of times I just sit and listen. Because you're going to find that one or two things like, oh, man, why didn't I think of that? Or how can I apply that to make that change, that shift like you did?
Absolutely, so, man. And well, I could have easily missed it.
In fact, I had
missed it for years. I would tell people, when I was like, I would tell friends and family and people around me, I'm like, dude, if I knew lead generation like I know today, when I was back in the real estate industry, I would have made hundreds of millions of dollars. I told people this all the time. But never once did I say, well, people are still doing mortgages and loans. Why don't you do it? Like, why? You know what I mean? So, you know, it happens all the time. Sometimes you just miss it.
Cool deal. So tell us a little bit about where we can get more information on you, what you have going on. I know I mentioned the one website, in our intro that, you know, set up my ads. But where else do you want people to get more information?
Yeah, man,
I mean,
I think the best place is just Facebook, Vince Reed Live. I'm pretty much Vince Reed Live on every platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you can connect and follow me there. And that's a great place to start.
And I know you got a ton of free content out there. I mean, you Google and you come up everywhere.
So it's working. You're telling me it's working.
It's working. You're doing something right.
Cool.
Well, awesome, man. I really appreciate your time today, coming on the show, just sharing your story, your information, everything. And, you know, it's, I hope everybody that's watching, you know, is taking a ton of notes, jotting down how you can move your business forward, you know, and hopefully there's, you know, somewhere in here, you know, one little nugget, one little thing that's going to help you move your business, shift your mindset, and help move you to the next level. So Vince, really appreciate your time today. And thanks for coming on Making Bank.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Cool. I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.